USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Another call for police reform in Washington. The Get Your Knee Off Our Necks march comes days after another police shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake, in Kenosha, Wisconsin. It was organized by the Reverend Al Sharpton.
We didn't come out and stand in this heat because we didn't have nothing to do. Black lives matter, and we won't stop until it matters to everybody.
The event happened 57 years after the original March on Washington. Actor Chadwick Boseman has died after a 4-year battle with colon cancer. Boseman earned worldwide acclaim for his portrayal of the comic book hero Black Panther on the movie screen. He also brought baseball legend Jackie Robinson to life in the film 42. Boseman died at his home with his wife and family at his side. He was 43. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Justice Department has seized 3 websites used to front a scheme to arrange a multi-million-dollar fuel shipment by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps that was bound for Venezuela. Here's John Clemens.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is a designated foreign terrorist organization, and as such, tried to use the 3 websites to use 4 different foreign-flagged oil tankers to get petroleum to the disputed government of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. The 4 vessels contained almost 1.2 million barrels of petroleum. A portion of the money collected from the seizure of the oil will go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
President Trump made his most direct comment about the Jacob Blake shooting in Wisconsin to date. He was asked about it by a reporter with television station WMUR.
It was not a good sight. I didn't like the sight of it, certainly, and I think most people would agree with that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The death toll from Hurricane Laura rose to at least 10. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards made the announcement Friday. The Category 4 storm with 150 mile-per-hour winds devastated areas near the Louisiana-Texas border. 5 of the 10 deaths were traced to the indoor use of portable power generators that were not properly ventilated. Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants education officials in his state to check out a teacher who gave an assignment that compared cops to slave owners and KKK members. Abbott shared his disgust on Twitter Sunday. He's calling for the teacher to be fired. The Guinness Book of World Records has found the world's oldest couple.
Julio Mora slipped away from his parents to secretly marry Waldrima Quinteros on February 7, 1941. Both of their families disapproved, but 79 years later, they're still together. He's now 110 years of age, and she's now 104, both lucid and both in great health, though their relatives say they're a little depressed because they miss their big family get-togethers due to the pandemic. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, there are longer marriages, but none at the moment between people as old as they are, just short of a combined 215 years. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The Kentucky teen known for his viral encounter with a Native American last year at the Lincoln Memorial has a new job. Nick Sandman will work on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's campaign. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.